It's becoming much harder to talk to Turks about the past week in their country, a chaotic week in what seemed to be a stable country. There's fear of more bloodshed in Turkey after more than 260 people were killed during a failed military coup last week. But there's also fear now of the government, which is arresting thousands and cracking down in ways not seen in Turkey in decades. Here's NPR's Leyla Fadıl.
Outside the Justice Palace, Istanbul's largest courthouse, a few dozen people cluster in a plaza near a Starbucks and wait for word on relatives being held inside. Someone passing by looks at them and whispers to his friend, "These are the families of the traitors." More than 10,000 Turks have been detained. Most are soldiers accused of being involved in the coup attempt. Many are young conscripts. They were just following orders, their families gathered here say, and they were tricked. One man, who gives his first name Saim, says he's been here for 6 days and nights trying to see his son. On the night of the failed coup, his 20-year-old called him and said he was ordered to set a roadblock on one of the large bridges crossing the Bosphorus waterway. He sounded terrified. It was the scene of some of the bloodiest fighting in Istanbul. He didn't know why he was posted there, and he wanted to run away. This is injustice. My kid was following orders, he says, and now he'll be stigmatized for his whole life. With Saim is his nephew, who's about the same age as his son. The nephew says he's anxious about the state of emergency the government declared last night. The police are going to see us walking, and then what, he asks. Can they shoot us because they feel suspicious? Turkey's largest city is overcome with a climate of fear. And while almost everyone agrees that a military ouster of an elected government would have been a disaster, many Turks are worried about the big crackdown in the wake of the failed coup. Andrew Gardner is Amnesty International's researcher in Istanbul.
What we're seeing is human rights abuses on an unprecedented scale. The scale of these events has not been seen since the military rule, the military dictatorship of 1980 to 1983. So these are unfortunately very dark days in Turkey.
He says that Amnesty is getting reports of torture and ill treatment of detainees. He's hearing interrogators are focused more on political affiliations rather than possible participation in the coup. In addition to the detentions, more than 50,000 people have been suspended from their jobs. And Gardner says the government couldn't have gathered real evidence on this many people so quickly.
Perhaps the only thing that's more widespread than these 50,000 suspensions is the fear across the country in Turkey about where will the crackdown go till next.
You see the fear everywhere. Turkish analysts who typically speak to foreign journalists are hesitant. One analyst even asked a reporter to leave his phone in the other room while they chatted. Phones are a special concern. There are rumors of police demanding to go through phone data on the street. In central Istanbul, Tolga Olmez says serves customers in his bookstore near Taksim Square, called the Meydan.
Every morning, our prime minister sent an e-message. Every morning, you should go to the Meydan, you should go to the Meydan. Why? It's not my fight.
He's referencing mass text messages Turks are getting on their phones urging them to protest against the coup. He says this is a fight about political power and money, and that has nothing to do with him. At this point, he'd accept anything from the government if it meant peace. He says his friends are panicked. They're deleting messages from their phones and posts on social media that are critical of the government. But Ses never really got into social media, so he's going about his life like he always does, listening to Pink Floyd, reading, and waiting for what comes next. Leyla Fadıl, NPR News, Istanbul.